Welcome to week 5 of the Thrive audio devotional series. Today, you'll hear from Daniel Owen, lead pastor of Black Hawk Fitchburg, on the topic of humility.
James 4:6. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Have you ever thought to yourself, I deserve this? I have. It's often the thought I have when I really want something and I need a reason to justify getting it. That's how pride works. It's the voice in our head and in our heart that causes us to focus on ourselves. I deserve, I'm entitled to, I've worked hard for. You see, a prideful heart can never be satisfied. There's always more we deserve, and most importantly, it distracts us from the grace we desperately need. Pride leads us to have a hard spirit towards others and towards God. That is why God opposes the proud. A hard heart can't be shaped by God because it's too concerned about what it wants instead of what he wants. Fortunately, that's where humility comes in. Humility is the choice we all have to look to God to give us what we need and what we want. It requires us to let go of our high view of our own plans and our own importance, and be open to God's work in our lives. It takes courage to make that choice, but God provides the courage needed to face areas of shame and heal brokenness. God's grace covers all as we turn humbly to Him and allow Him to do His excellent work. Now we will take a few moments to pray through the Acts prayer prompts. I'll provide the prompt, and you can respond in prayer. Adoration. Focus on God and who He is. What attributes of God most stand out to you today? Confession. Consider areas of your life where you might struggle with pride. Confess your sins and move toward transparency in your relationship with Him. Thanksgiving. Think about what you are thankful for. Consider answered prayers, signs of God's presence in difficult situations, etc. Supplication. Ask God to help you be humble in the situations you're in your community, and to persevere even when it's difficult. God, we are humbled by who you are and your great love. We praise you for being in control of the things that we simply do not understand. Lord, help us to be humble people. And Lord, help us to thrive where we live. Amen.